Well, here I am, Sandy Barua, your second favorite radio intern, and I'm delighted to bring on to the show right now Darian Hudson, the president, CEO of United Way for Southeastern Michigan, and my colleague at the chamber, Megan Schmidbauer, senior director of Detroit Drives Degrees at the chamber. Darian and Megan, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Darian, I want to start with you, and I know we want to talk about the Open Door Initiative that the Chamber and your organization, United Way for Southeast Michigan, are partnering on. But United Way serves such an important role in our community, and your leadership has been so transformative, so effective. Tell us what's new at United Way. Darian, did we lose you? Okay, I think we lost Darian Hudson, but Megan Schmidbauer, you're with us.
I am here.
Awesome, great. So, Megan, we have partnered with your leadership with United Way of Southeast Michigan, this new Open Door Initiative that is really focused on educational attainment in Southeast Michigan. And this is a conversation that's going to be so consistent with our previous conversations with Kevin Gustowitz of MSU, as well as Matt Elliott, also of MSU. What is the Open Door Initiative?
Yeah, so first, thanks for the opportunity. Open Door is a pilot program that exists at Wayne State University and Henry Ford College in partnership with the United Way for Southeast Michigan to provide wraparound support to college students on their campus. We know that, you know, nearly half of college students experience housing insecurity, including difficulty paying rent. 1 in 7 students have experienced homelessness. I could go on and on with statistics about food insecurity and technology and transportation and childcare challenges. And so this came from learnings from an emergency grant program that we had. And we knew that money is not the only thing that students need. And through conversations with other organizations in Detroit, the United Way stepped up and said, look, how can we help? So there's going to be dedicated staff on certain days of the week on each campus to really wrap their arms around students and provide that additional community-based support and resources that otherwise students may need to navigate on their own to find.
So the Detroit Regional Chamber has been running what's now known as the Detroit Promise, which provides basically a guaranteed 2-year or 4-year collegiate or skilled trade experience for any student going to any school in the city of Detroit. But, you know, our organization has also added the Detroit Promise Path, which is about intensive coaching. What have we learned from that program, you know, the Detroit Promise Path, coaching these oftentimes first-generation college students?
Yeah, we know that students need more than just a list of places that they can attempt to contact to troubleshoot. We know that students do well when there is that warm connection and when they have someone that's consistent and that they don't have to tell their story multiple times. We know that asking for help can be a challenge. And so it's through that experience and through those learnings and well that we knew that having something consistent would be the best way to test the theory of change based upon what students have shared over time. You mentioned the Promise Path, which, you know, provides a small financial incentive to the students for meeting with their academic advisor and whatnot. We've also learned that money is not always the answer to help fulfill the needs that they have outside the classroom. And so that's why Open Door is also modeled on some of those learnings, too.
Well, I think we have now back the president and CEO of United Way of Southeastern Michigan, Darian Hudson. Darian, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, Sandy, and hello, Megan. Good to speak with both of you.
It is so great to have you. I know technology, we can't live with it, and we can't live without it. So I'm sorry we you dropped for a minute. But I want to go back to my initial question. United Way plays such an important role in our community, and I also really applaud you. Your leadership has driven some consolidation within United Ways across Southeast Michigan. And I'm in awe of that because that's something I think we need more of in this region. But what is United Way working on now? You have such a big portfolio.
So this is my favorite time of year, honestly, Sandy, because it's back to school. And so we just wrapped up our DiscoverWorks partnership with the Balmer Group. This was 400 sites that were running summer learning opportunities, reading, math, extracurriculars. We were able to provide services for over 50,000 students. And now all of those students are going back to school. And so whether we're talking about our youngest, our preschoolers, or we're talking about our college students today, education is a top priority and continues to be for United Way. I will say that our 211 data, our call center that tells us every day that food insecurity, housing, transportation continues to be a problem for all Michiganders is really at the heart of what we do. And so this partnership with Open Door just allows us to bring all of these worlds together in a really impactful way. And I'm so glad that we're able to partner with you to bring this program to the students and the people of Southeastern Michigan.
I know we're so honored to be able to partner with your organization. I mean, obviously we've been in the same orbit for so long, but this is probably our first formal partnership. And my colleague, Terry Radigan, who serves as executive advisor to the chamber, who's actually going to join us later on in this program, serves on your board as well.
Yes, he does. Terry has been a longstanding supporter of our efforts, and the way that he is able to bring together the world of sports, the automotive world, the business world, but also the social services, and every conversation we have with him has really been a key part of us coming together, Sandy. And I'm just really thrilled that you and I are getting to work together in a formal way. And Megan has been very persistent with the team for years, just recognizing all of the challenges.
Megan is persistent regardless what time of day it is. And my office is pretty close to where she sits, and I see that persistence all the time.
But that persistence is opening a lot of doors. That's right. That's right.
So, Megan, say a little bit more about what Darian Hudson was just talking about, which is, you know, we see so many hurdles for people achieving their education goals. And so often it's not academic. It's the things that Dr. Hudson just talked about, which is food insecurity, housing insecurity, transportation challenges. How is Open Door going to help with that?
Yeah, so exactly what you just said. You know, we know talent development doesn't end when a student simply just enrolls in college. And so many students leave before completing a credential because there's life circumstances unrelated to academics. The things that we've hit on already, transportation, childcare, mental health, housing, food, you name it. And so we and the colleges, admittedly, are not the experts in that field. We know what needs to happen, but we're not the service providers. And so enter the United Way, who does this so spectacularly and has for so long and has such an amazing reputation that it was a little bit of a no-brainer of, gosh, rather than recreate the wheel, how do we bring the experts to the students rather than, again, trying to refer them off-site, simply to a website, giving them a list of numbers. And so from that perspective, we really believe that it is everybody has a role to play, not just the college, but business, philanthropy, nonprofits. You know, we all have a role in ensuring that students not only enroll in college, but get through.
So,
and then
Megan, I hate to interrupt you, but since we work together, I'm going to need to. We need to pay some bills here. So, Megan Schmidt-Bauer, thank you so much. Darian Hudson, the president and CEO of United Way for Southeast Michigan, thank you both for your incredible leadership. Folks, we'll be right back.